Dean County Clerk Karen Peters brought one of the details to the board's attention, a provision that spells out how you can get an ID for voting if you don't already have one. If you're moving here from another state, you can use your birth certificate to prove who you are and get a free Wisconsin ID to vote. But Peters says in some states, that creates another issue.
In many, many states, you have to have a government-issued ID sent in to get your certified birth certificate.
If you don't have that ID, Peter says that's a real problem. On top of that, Peter says she surveyed every state and found it cost between $7 and $30 to get a copy of a birth certificate. She says some states take as long as 10 weeks to mail them. Board members were also briefed on the requirements for students to vote. While student IDs at four-year universities and colleges will be accepted, technical college student IDs will not. The board did ease requirements for some students. Instead of having to get a new ID every 2 years, as the voter ID law spelled out, the board voted to let students get renewal stickers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.